Hello, dear Mr. Combies. I'm very happy that I could make you read a story. Making someone like you to read something, it pleased me a lot. And thank you for sharing your ideas, your opinions about this story. I know time is money, especially for you, and you made a good guess about this story, the end of this story. But a writer like Guido Maupassant has always a surprise for the reader, as you saw at the end of this story. About this story, I agree with all your opinions. Just mention all I wanted to say. And I don't have any objections against them. I agree that she ruined her life, her husband's life, just for a night, just for a fake necklace, as you mentioned. This is a kind of metaphor, fake necklace. She ruined their life for nothing. That's where we may ask, was it worth it? Losing everything for just a night? For nothing? A question that I always ask myself is that why do people care so much about money and luxuries? Life isn't really about money and luxuries. Life is about family, love, health, friendship, and so on. But I want to look at this story in a different point of view. I mean, the fairness of life. Why don't we all humans have equal lives? Or at least equal opportunities to change our lives to what we want or to what we desire. How much can life be cruel to someone? For example, in this story, it gives nothing special to the woman. And at last, it takes her that nothing. Her life becomes worse than ever. She lost her beauty, her youth, her future. Everything she had now gone. Is it life's fault or hers? Who should be blamed for this? Is it fair only one decision ruin our lives like this? Okay, about my voice, I have to tell my voice is naturally low. I was just kidding. I'll try to make it better, and thank you again. Bye.